About 25 county residents, as well as county staff, attended a Truth in Taxation meeting in the commissioner's room Tuesday night. There was particular interest due to the increase in people's taxes, as reflected on their preliminary tax statement received within the past few weeks. Commissioner Jim Johnson said citizens and commissioners alike have concerns over taxes.
Well, the part that I think most people are concerned with is that percent at the bottom of the tax form. And then the fact that the school referendum, which passed after the deadline for sending out the tax statements, is going to be in addition to what's already there. So people obviously are rightly concerned that their taxes are going to increase more than they thought they were going to. So it's the special assessments that are on there. It includes a hospital. They have their own board. They set their own levy. And that, of course, went up about triple what it was last year. So that's part of the increase as well. The other part that concerns us, of course, is the unallotments from last year, because they were included in our last 2010 budget. But then those funds were not released by the state to the counties. Now, we do have the option of adding them back in for the 2012 budget, which we did on our preliminary budget.
Commissioner Bruce Martinson suggested the commissioners consider zero increase over last year's levy. Johnson supports that move.
So we do have reserves in the county. We've always been told by our accountants and the state of Minnesota to have adequate reserves in case we have an emergency, or for this purpose that we're doing right now, where people are getting hit hard on other levels, then we do have that cushion we can fall back on. So Bruce's motion, I think, was to at least for this year eliminate the increase on the county's part of the tax statement.
Johnson said the 0% increase was discussed but not voted upon. To have no levy increase for 2011, the county would have to dip into its fund balance. Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers.
And we do have a good fund balance, and we got a major increase in federal payments in lieu of taxes for the federal lands in Cook County. We're sitting fine.
Without a 4.89% levy increase, the county will need to use more money from its reserve than already planned to keep taxes low.
About $287,000. But we're already scheduling use of fund balance just to get down to the 4.89%. So we'd be into the $600,000 to $700,000 of use of fund balance to get down to last year's levy.
Commissioner Johnson said even with a flat budget for 2011, it's unlikely county services will be cut.
We don't anticipate that we'll reducing any budgets that have been requested by the different departments. So we're trying to provide better services for people that people want. You know, there comes a point, I'm sure, when our reserves get down so far that our auditors are going to tell us, you can't do this anymore.
Commissioners are expected to act on the zero levy increase at their December 21st meeting. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.